Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good. Tough game back on Saturday night, and, you know, we've talked about the Titans for a bit during this first hour, and Vanderbilt, not a very good feeling after the Ole Miss game either. The defense couldn't get off the field on third down. They also gave up, you know, a lot of yardage after catch, and then on the flip side, you get those opportunities with first and goal and unable to capitalize on those again this week.
Well, when you get into the red zone five times and score once, you know, you're really obviously hurting yourself. There's plenty of blame to go around in this game, I think the team knows that, and they would tell you that. So much has been focused on the offense, and rightfully so. They struggled miserably at times, and a lot of penalties that were very costly. But, you know, it sort of all went back early, as you said, defensively. Gave up some big third and longs. Couldn't get off the field in those situations. You know, gave Shea Hodge a ton of room out there early on. They just played pitch and catch for most of the first half, and they were able to kind of slow that down a little bit in the second half. But the combination of the offense's lack of productivity when they had scoring opportunities, missed field goals, penalties that took them out of field goal range or out of scoring range, I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around in this one. So I think Bobby Johnson is right when he said after the game, you know, he thinks that maybe they need to sit down, and I'm sure they have yesterday, and say we need to, you know, take this offensive playbook that we've got and whittle it down and focus on some things that this team can do well or do consistently, because right now they're not finding that.
And it's a little confusing to me, and again, I don't want to get into the whole play calling thing, although that's coming to criticism and understandable with such a good running game, how they can't be productive in the red zone. That really surprised me.
It surprised me, too. They were very productive last year. It's been kind of just the opposite. I don't know. I think it's a combination of things. Certainly, I was thinking about this the other day or yesterday, and you don't want to make any excuses, and they're not. But, you know, Zach Stacy is another element that's missing that would have been helpful, big, powerful runner, to rotate in with Norman and Hawkins. You know, John Cole is missing, so you miss what has become his primary target, although I thought Unamuma stepped up and had a pretty good game. So there are some pieces to the puzzle that are missing, but nonetheless, you know, they've got to have guys step up and make plays and find ways to make plays. I think Larry would tell you he got rattled in that game at times when the pressure came, because Ole Miss, early on, Ole Miss said, okay, we're going to see if they can throw the football. So they loaded up the box and they sent blitzers. And there were times that Larry was scrambling and actually ran into the defense instead of getting away from it. He got better as the game went on in that regard, too. But, you know, there's plenty for them to meet about and film review and get ready for this week.
Joe, there's no other way around it. The offensive line, in my opinion, has underachieved. As rattled as Larry is getting, it's because they're not blocking for him. And I thought it was really interesting. Bobby made a statement by, at least for a while, benching Bradley Vierling, who was a preseason All-SEC selection. You know, obviously one of the elder statesmen, the leaders on this team, because Vierling flat out was not playing well.
Yeah, he did. And the combination of that and all of the missed snap counts and the false starts, it became comical, almost comical for a while. You know, two or three in a row, it became very consistent. Players said that, you know, maybe Ole Miss was simulating snap counts. They did get called for that once. But nonetheless, they totally unraveled at times under that situation. And he did bring Bradley out, put Joey in there, and Joey played pretty well. Bradley went back in later on. They thought the offensive line was going to be the strength of this offense, and they certainly, losing Williams right off the bat didn't help anything, but they have just not found their rhythm since then. And, you know, when you play three SEC games and you score 3, 7, and 9, your chances aren't very good.
And Joe, kind of the disconcerting thing about the offensive line is these are all guys who've played, you know, quite a bit of games in the SEC.
Yeah, oh yeah, Gordon, you got seniors across the front there with Welch and guys on the left side and veteran guys who even stepped in after Williams got hurt. So I know that that Robbie's looking hard at trying to figure out what they're going to do to make this work, but it's not, unfortunately, just the one thing. This seems to be one of those seasons where it's the combination, it's that tough combination of, you know, maybe some guys not playing as well as you expected, a lot of injuries factored in, no open date to get anybody healthy. And it all kind of begins to snowball, and guys start to lose a little bit of confidence. And I think that's what a lot of Vanderbilt fans are worried about, that maybe some of these players like Larry Smith and others might begin to lose their confidence if they can play well, and you certainly don't want that with this much football left to play.
Quite a few games, I guess, would be more correct on my part. Joe, coach your show tonight?
Yep, 6:30 over at the Commodore Grill. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Joe.
See you guys.